Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. Beginning tomorrow on Lake Effect, producer Stephanie Lecce brings us a series of conversations around the theme of death and dying in the 21st century. The series was born out of a scholarship she received from the Religion News Writers Association that allowed her to take a course at Alverno College in Control of Life and Death. Stephanie Lecce joins me in the studio now to give us a preview of what we can expect to hear for the rest of the week. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, Mitch.
Hey, so what interested you in this topic? Why did you seek to find out about this stuff?
Well, yeah, a lot of people asked me, why are you taking a course on death and dying? Because, you know, a lot of us don't really like to talk about death and dying. But I had recently been through a loss of my own. I lost my grandmother in December, with whom I was very, very close. And the whole thing got me thinking a lot about the decisions that we make as we come upon our time, if you will. My grandmother went into hospice, and I saw what happened with my mother and her siblings as they were confronted with a lot of the healthcare decisions that they had to make to make my grandmother's journey out of this world more comfortable. And I was really interested in kind of the ethical and religious and spiritual questions that people have when they start to consider their own mortality.
Well, and we mentioned that this is a snapshot of death and dying in this time and place. Was there something unique about where death and dying is, for lack of a better term, in the 21st century versus any other point in time?
Well, the thing that really struck me in taking this course was just how distant we are from thinking about death and what kind of a role it plays in our society now. If you look back in, you know, older times, I mean, let's just generalize here. Death was a much more common part of life. Death happened in the home. A lot of the rituals surrounding our deaths happened in the home. And now death happens away from that. It happens outside of the community almost. And that really struck me, that here we are in the 21st century. We have possibly the greatest advancements in medical technology and knowledge, ways to prolong our lives and prevent death, yet we can't seem to deal with that fundamental fact that we're all going to die, and we need to have a way to deal with it and not just shut it away.
Do you think that the technology is in some ways depersonalizing the experience?
Absolutely. And it's actually complicating things in many ways. Issues that maybe before wouldn't have caused quite so much hand-wringing for us and so much inner turmoil, now we have to think about all of these medical ethical questions. When to put in a feeding tube? When to remove a feeding tube? Does somebody want a DNR? All of these kinds of questions get framed in a way that we have to consult how we feel personally, but also religiously, politically. Our political beliefs come to influence these issues. So it becomes very complicated in a way that I don't know that death really has been in the past.
Well, and it strikes me that death in many cases just takes longer than it used to.
Indeed, in certain cases, yes. And I do think that it's one of the things that came up a lot in the class was that whole question of quantity of life versus quality of life. And that even more than what way do you want to die is what people stress about. There are studies that show that as people get older, that's what the main stressors are. The anxiety lies not in how you are going to die, but how well you are going to die and how well you're going to live up until that point. And what was really interesting were some of the points that I learned in the course about how that differs in terms of where you are in your life when you're facing your death. Whether you are older, whether you're younger, whether you're a man or a woman, there are distinct differences between how people want to die depending on their gender. Race is an entirely different issue. And then, of course, class differences make a huge difference, not so much in how we want to, but in how we're able to. And those were some really striking differences.
Just flash us forward to tomorrow. Who are we going to hear from first?
We're going to hear from Jung Kwok. She's an assistant professor of social work at the Helen Bader School of Social Welfare at UWM. And what she's going to be talking about with us is the importance of, as a caretaker, as someone taking care of a parent, of a spouse, some relative, what you need to know and how to prepare yourself when you're making those end-of-life care decisions as a proxy. And she gets into a lot of these ethical questions that we're talking about. And one of the central points that you'll hear her make is this idea that we should be talking about this sooner rather than later. And I think, indeed, that was probably the big lesson I got from this course I took at Alverno, which is the idea that if we want to die the way that we want to, then we need to start talking about these conversations while we're still alive, while we're lucid. Our the way we'll die will reflect the values that we have in life if we do it well.
It's going to be a fascinating series. Stephanie, thanks.
Thanks, Mitch.
Lake Effect producer Stephanie Lecce, her series on death and dying will air through the rest of the week on Lake Effect. Another break now, and then we'll learn why some of the top comic strip creators in the cartooning world will be in Wisconsin this week. This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.